Well, boom or bust. Boom or bust. You know, it's the age-old question. Invest, divest, get into cash, get into the market. Lots of questions out there. Dan Ferris is the editor of Extreme Value, a monthly investment advisory. It focuses on some of the safest and most profitable stocks in the market. And what about the 2021 economy with Joe Biden at the helm? Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
So give me an idea. 2021, I haven't seen any real indications yet of what might happen. Of course, the market loves to gobble up free money from the government. I see that. But after that, what are you seeing? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking actually that we are pretty much right back where we were just about 1 year ago, which is, I never would have guessed it, but here we are with stocks at their most expensive valuations ever before in history, including the dot-com peak and the 1929 peak. So it's really reasonable to expect a pretty volatile year or so, starting from the current level.
You think there's going to be a major correction, you're saying?
Well, you know, I'm not a predictor. I think prediction is foolish. I say prepare, don't predict. But yeah, you should get ready for that, absolutely.
So if that happens, for the sake of argument, you know, we've been above 30,000 since, what, mid-November, when we broke 30,000? If there's a correction and it goes down to 25,000 or even lower, and you get into, you know, the following year, 2022, and we're still not at the 30,000 level, and the effects of all of these shutdowns and business closings and so forth continue to drag on, man, it could make it a rough ride for the Democrats in the midterms, couldn't it?
It could. I wouldn't, as an investor, I wouldn't spend too much time trying to correlate your political views with the stock market, because it'll ruin you. Every 4 years, people come to people like me and they say, you know, if so-and-so gets elected, I'm out of here. I'm going to sell it all and go to, you know, New Zealand or whatever. And it's always the wrong thing to do.
Well, no. Moving to New Zealand is absolutely the right thing to do. but other than that, I'm having fun with you because I love that country. I wish they'd let us in again. But let's talk about it. Is there going to be a boom or a bust for Biden then? Well, I mean, you've got to predict in some way. You can't sit. You're not a potted plant, Dan. You must have some idea. You must make some forecasts.
No, forecasting is foolish. However, what you can do is you can do this. You can look at the level of securities prices, stock prices, bond prices, other asset prices, and decide whether it's riskier at this level or safer at this level. And stock and bond prices are at hyper-inflated all-time high levels. So what does that tell you? That tells you that they're riskier than ever, right? Because those valuation and risk go up and down together. So you can do that, and you can prepare. You can say, hey, I'm going to have plenty of cash. I'm going to own a little bit of gold or silver or Bitcoin or whatever kind of store of value that you like. And by all means, I would say, you know, don't sell all your stocks and bonds necessarily. You want to have a stake in the unending progress. No matter how bad things look, we move forward, we human beings. So you want to always have a stake in that. You want to be well-diversified, truly diversified, inside and outside of the financial system.
And what do you think about this $900 billion coronavirus stimulus package, the latest? What do you think? It's the first since the CARES Act, but it's just tremendous amounts of government money piled on top of tremendous amounts of government money.
Well, yeah, I agree with that basic viewpoint. It's just, you know, throwing government money away. However, if I were them, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't send out, you know, $2 trillion and $1,200 checks and then follow it up with $900 billion and $600 checks. The market and the economy generally doesn't like that. I mean, the Fed has gotten into this position, and the Fed and the government, fiscal and monetary together, have gotten into this position where, you know, they have to keep ratcheting up to get the real effect. Those stimulus checks and, you know, all that money printing that's behind it, it has to go higher every time to get the desired effect because the market gets used to it. You know, the market got used to, you know, they came out with close to a trillion first thing out of the gate in 2008, and then they had to keep doing it and keep doing it. Now we had a new crisis in 2020, and what did they do? Well, they came out of the gate with $2 trillion, right? And the Fed has printed $3 trillion this year. And so what comes next? Well, it shouldn't be $900 billion. You know, unless you really think you're going to taper us off of this, which they're not.
Right. They never wean you off the money. It's the government teeth. There it is, man. It's the spigot, you know. Get up there. And I think it's always dangerous when we spend this kind of money. I think it's dangerous for the economy in general. I want to look at one other thing before I let you go here, Dan. Dan Ferris, editor of Extreme Value. 6.7%, I believe, is where the unemployment stands today, roughly. But the number of jobs coming back is still about 10 million short of where it was before the pandemic. I mean, unemployment then was at 4% or below, remarkably low. Do you think we'll ever get back there again?
That is, I'm afraid, a better question than I ever thought it would have been at this point. But the answer is yes, we certainly will, I believe. I don't know what the path to there looks like. I can't tell you that. But, you know, like I say, things do continue to get better and better. However, at this moment, you know, that's a long-term thesis. At this moment, in the short term, the government absolutely is engaging in a war. They're waging war against making a living, and they need to cut that out. And
what do you mean by that? Explain that.
Well, if they're telling us that some occupations are essential and others are non-essential and therefore don't need to be done right now because we're trying to protect you from COVID, which is mostly a bunch of baloney, that is what I call waging war against making a living. You know, it's a typical government war, right? The war against poverty made people poorer, right? The war against drugs just wound up killing a bunch of people and incarcerating more people than any country on earth. And the war against making a living just impoverishes people and makes them angry. It's silly. It's ridiculous.
Well, there you go, Dan. Good stuff. Where do people find out more about you?
Best place is investorhour.com. I'm the host of the Stansberry Investor Hour podcast. That's the best place to find me.
Investorhour.com. Dan Ferris, good conversation. Greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Dan Ferris, everybody. Fascinating. By the way, it is a holiday season, and Grilla Grills is in the giving mood. Grilla Grills is giving away free gifts with every pellet and Kamado grill, every purchase you make in December while supplies last. Go to GrillaGrills.com. Get the best gifts for the grill master in your life. And remember, it's double-walled stainless steel, family-owned, veteran-run. It's a Michigan business, is Grilla Grills. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season. Get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. That's G-R-I-L-L-A grills.com. GrillaGrills.com. Looking forward to seeing you soon and having a Merry Christmas. If you don't know what to buy, there's a stocking stuffer. You'll just need a really big stocking. Tell them Steve Gruber sent you over.
My sport is football, but my passion is education. My name is Nnamdi Asamoah, and this is how I live United. I see too many kids miss out on moving up. Kids who could go on to college, but just need that extra little push. So every year, I take promising high school students on a college tour. We check out the dorms, the library, meet some professors, find out where the best late night grub stops are. It shows them that there's a whole world beyond their own. But what's even better is that most of these kids decide college is for them. I'm Nnamdi Asamoah. I show kids that a higher education means a brighter future. So when it comes to living United, I don't just wear the shirt. I live it. Join me.
It takes all of us working together to make a difference. Find out how you can live United for Education. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know they're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.